The power of prayer from a pure heart, be a blessing to others. First, a quotation from Scripture from 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, 13 and 14. So give your servant an understanding mind and hearing heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge and rule this your great people? It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this, I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings equal to you all your days. And if you will go my way, keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David did, then I will lengthen your days. When Solomon took the throne as king, instead of asking God for great power, riches, and wealth, he asked for divine wisdom to effectively rule God's people. These verses give us profound insight into Solomon's heart and his desires and motivation when he prayed. They show us God not only heard his prayer, but answered it in ways that Solomon could not have expected. God richly blessed him with vast wealth and possessions in addition to great wisdom and discernment. Our desires and motives are very important to God. As I grow in my faith walk, I've come to understand that God wants to change my heart more than my circumstances. In 2016, I asked for a divine heart transplant and new mindset as I left my mom's nursing home in tears. The weight of years of caring for her as she withered away with Alzheimer's had worn me down. As I walked to my car, I cried out and asked God to give me a new heart filled with love, peace, joy, and gratitude. In an instant, he did just that. Suddenly, I was able to love my mom and care for her in ways I had never imagined. The last 6 months of her life were a special time that I treasure and will never forget. Child of God, when you pray, what are the desires and motives for your prayers? Do you pray with a clean and pure heart? I encourage you to pray that God will use you to be a blessing to others. Like Solomon, I bear witness, you might be surprised by his answer. Father, thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne in prayer. Holy Spirit, give me a clean and pure heart when I pray. Teach me to serve others with gratitude and joy, and to always be a blessing to others. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.